Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, in August. So that's it was a goal of mine, and I'm really, really happy to have made the team. Or I think I have.
Is there that nervous wait now overnight? Because obviously, I think in the end you were the second Brit home, but obviously an unexpected first Brit. Were you able to watch Josh, or were you aware that Josh was there?
Yeah. I ran a lot of the time with him actually. I mean, I've known him for a while from mountain running, and then I just saw him at halfway, and he was running really strongly. And I know it's his first marathon and he's pretty young, so I wasn't sure how he'd be like in the second half. And in the end, we started working together a bit. And then he went by me in the last few miles, and I was thinking, whoa, like, he's flying. But then we overtook Johnny Meller. And then I thought, oh, I think we're in first and second Brits. So, you know, I was happy for him. He was running really well. I just couldn't quite stick with him. So.
But as you say, you've got the qualifying time hopefully in the bag now. You've got a place all but assured now for the World Championships. And as far as you're concerned, that was the main aim for today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think a lot of people didn't expect me to make the team. And maybe I wasn't 100% sure I would be on it. But I knew if I'd ran a good tactical race, I could be. And, you know, I'm really happy to achieve that. So.
Were you surprised about the pace really up front? Because a lot of people seem to get caught out by the fact they were the elite men up front went off a bit too quick. Maybe was it a case maybe of those gauging their pace better today?
Well, I think all of us went too fast, to be really honest. Like, I mean, Andy Davis, he was just a few seconds behind me, and I think halfway he was about 40 seconds behind, and he paced it a lot better because the group I was in was a lot faster than what it was supposed to be. So there was a big group of us, but there were a few ahead of me still that were even faster still. But we all slowed down a lot. It was just a case of who didn't slow down as much as the others. So.
But in the end, intelligent race on your part has got you that hopeful place in the World Championships.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was that intelligent. I should have probably started even slower, but it just managed to hang on in the last few miles and fight it out. So.
And just finally from me, what does it mean to be second Brit home and to get that place on the team?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. It hasn't really sunk in yet to be second Brit in the London Marathon. Yeah, it's amazing.